As a leader, is it better to be hands-on or hands-off with your work group? Like most leadership questions, there isn't always a clear answer between one or the other. One of our clients actually wanted us to develop their frontline leaders because the leaders tended to be very quick to grab a wrench and go in and solve all the problems on their team. In fact, their team often looked to them as being the chief mechanic as opposed to being the actual team leader of the group. So in some cases, when the leader actually jumps in and solves all the problems, fixes them all, the team actually would prefer the leader to step back and let them actually learn the job better and let them learn the troubleshooting skills and how to get the machines up back and running. Now, of course, if you're too hands-off, that is, you never lend a hand, then your team often thinks that you're not willing to help out when things get a little bit tough or things get busy. So for the leader, it's an interesting dilemma. You've got to show your team that you're actually willing to get your hands dirty, that you're not asking them to do anything that you wouldn't also do, but you don't want to do it all because you have leadership responsibilities. And if you're in there doing all the work all the time, who is going to be looking after the leadership responsibilities in your team? So how do you judge? Well, I think first of all, you always want to be willing to lead by example. And at the same time, instead of answering all the questions that your team has, why not ask them, guys, what do you think we should do on this one? Hey, you know what? The machine's broken down. I want to teach you how to troubleshoot and make things a little bit better there. And by doing that, by slightly pulling back as the leader but still being supportive, you'll actually grow the capability of your team so they can be more self-sufficient. In addition to learning the difference between when to be hands-on and hands-off, there's so many other things that you want to master as a leader. And you can do that by having us in to do on-site training or join one of our public workshops or just use some of our online tools and resources to build up your leadership capabilities. To do that, reach out to us at frontlineleadership.com, or if you want to connect with us on one of the social media platforms, you can do that on LinkedIn, Twitter, or on Facebook. Search us out at Frontline Leader.